Good morning. I'm Sean, or the young person in the bulletin. JJ's best cousin for short. This is weird because I never done this before, but I'm here to tell you about my experience with evangelism. Because JJ is the person who persuaded me to become myself as a person right now. But I think he didn't change me, but I think God did. And he used JJ to help him do that. He used them because he knows that JJ was dedicated to him and believed in him. Because before, I wasn't really like a church person, you know? Like, I used to think that I'm just here because of my family. Now it's different because of the experience I had in our mission trip a couple days ago. And that trip, I think, made my summer even better. Because I made a lot of new friends, like those guys at the back right there. My homies, love you guys. Okay, and we painted, we fixed a lot of stuff in the church, Winchester and San Jacinto. And we weed that we didn't finish because there was a lot, and of course, laughter. This trip actually changed me a lot. Like, you guys don't even understand the music Jay has been playing in his car for a while now. Like, I'm a hip-hop guy, and I don't really listen to Christian music, but that music just, like, empties my head and clears my mind and clears my problems and just stress I have. And now I understand why Jay spent most of his time here at church, not just his church, but his family. And I'm glad to have you guys. Thanks for welcoming me. You guys have changed my faith in a major way, and I'm excited to start participating in the many adventures we are going to have together. Thank you.
Well, I'm not the young person, but I'm here to give you a message, and I hope the Lord will lead me in the paths. Let me get a little academic here and give you the definition of evangelism according to Wikipedia and also according to Webster's Dictionary. Evangelism is the preaching of the gospel or the practice of giving information about a particular doctrine or set of beliefs to others with the intention of converting others to the Christian faith. Evangelism is our word as Christians. Now, it's also the spreading, according to Webster, it's the spreading of the Christian gospel, which means good news, by public preaching or personal witness. I'd like to have you guys look at the icon in computer language of the heart. And what is that thing? Come on, nurses. I know you got scads of nurses here. What is it? This is the reading of the blood pressure. EKG. Thank you. Okay. So I guess if I continue in my nursing studies, I would have known that. So I thought when Scott showed me that icon when I first came in the sanctuary, I'm like looking at that going, huh, wow. We have a heart, defibrillator in the back? And I see it right there. So you're gonna see the heart with that same EKG on it to kick you into gear if suddenly your heart has stopped. And in many of our churches, I really think our heart's stopping because our heart is not in evangelism, in spreading the word to those outside of our churches. In evangelism is a witnessing of us as believers to those who are not believers. JJ did that with Sean. Even though Sean had been a member of the family and had been going to church, he hadn't been touched really by the Holy Spirit. And Sean, through his witness, his personal witness, and by the power of the Lord was able to bring him into the family. Now, as I understand it, in conversation with JJ after first service in the friendship room, it took a couple knocks on that door for Sean to listen. I mean, he went to youth gatherings and he went to service projects, and God was knocking. And how many times in our lives is God knocking? But are we answering him? Do we answer him when he's knocking on our doors? So just as someone standing out there, part of evangelism is standing out there in an open street with the signs that the kids made this morning. How many of you would be able to do that? Raise your hands if you even have done that or thought about doing that. None of us, including me. But I go by a sign that someone says, honk if you love Jesus. Are you honking? Are you listening to what they're saying? Are you reading what they're saying and responding? They're not out there for their health, especially in this heat. But they're out there not helping God knock on your doors and knock on your hearts. Because that sign there for EKG could also mean where your hardened heart needs to be broken in order to let God in. It's a personal witness when we go up to someone and be able to tell them about Jesus Christ. And to me, that term evangelism, and that's what that is, that personal witness, is like when I first heard the word chemistry in high school and was told by a counselor I had to take it. I couldn't even spell it. But here I had to take this subject in class in order to continue on if I wanted to be a nurse. Evangelism does the same thing to me. I kind of hold my breath and go, now what do I do? Where do I go? What's the formula to do evangelism? And it's not that we can't do evangelism. I think we're just too scared that we don't do it. We're too scared of being rejected by somebody. We're too scared maybe to let them know in our offices that we're a Christian. Why? Why are we scared? Because it says in the Bible in Matthew 28:16-20, it says, lo, I am with you always. So if we have the confidence of Jesus Christ in our lives, we know that Jesus is by our side. He has our back. We should be able to go and share with Jesus. I've been on the bus lately. I have to take the bus a lot because my car broke down over a year ago, and I just haven't had the money to get the part. It's like $2,000 to replace it. But I've had this opportunity to be on the bus and to meet other Christians. I didn't know they were Christians. They didn't know I was a Christian. But we started, you know, just saying, praise the Lord for a beautiful day. And we were able to continue in conversation. Now, that was a really good feeling. Whew. I met another Christian. But what if the person next to me isn't? Where am I going to go from there? And we really do have training manuals for this, you guys. We have training manuals even in the Methodist Church to do this. We have not always been those Bible-thumping people. Somehow, our John Wesleyan upbringing of standing out there on the soapbox in the middle of a field preaching has left us. And I think that's something that we need to get back to. This is an awesome congregation. You have an awesome number of people here who are worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's a bigger congregation outside who isn't worshiping Jesus Christ. Our congregation at Walteria is wonderful. Methodists are pretty good people. Good people. I came from a church at Trinity United Methodist that I'd been going to for 30 years, and my husband was blessed to be assigned to be a quarter-time pastor at Walteria last year. But we don't have a lot of people in our church. We only have maybe 30. And that's a good Sunday. That evangelism has to be part of our training. Our discourses with God need to be courses of God, where we're learning how to go out into the harvest field, out into the mission field, and tell others with what we say. I'm really impressed by what you do here at Torrance First. And many of you I know through United Methodist Women who have been on the board on the district level for a number of years. And you'd start doing even more when the season starts after Rally Day and we kick it into gear. I think what we need to do in all of our churches, though, also, is to make sure, and I think this is one thing that the churches in this area do in the West District, is where we're reaching out with a number of our food programs and our meal programs. That is a form of evangelism. When we are able to show our faith in Jesus Christ through what we are able to provide those who are in need. But we need to remember that when we are providing for those in need, they also have the spiritual need. So being able to provide them the spiritual food of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the grace of the Holy Spirit is also a necessity. I love that cell phone tone. I love that jingle. So I only have 7 minutes, and I think I'm pretty close there. But there's one song that when I was in vacation Bible school very many, many, many moons ago, summers ago, we learned Go Tell It on the Mountain. And I know the song today, the very first song today, told about Jesus' birth, told about the wise men and the star. So I'd like to close my message to you this morning about getting out there and evangelizing. Get up on your feet. Get up off the rear end and get up and go outside and share your faith with someone this week. Just one person this week. Maybe you've never met before. Maybe it's a family member. Sometimes those are the hardest people to talk to. But I want you to do this. And then let's join together in singing Go Tell It on the Mountain.